Sports with Ross Greenwood.
One of the powerhouses of this city, there's no doubt, is the west of Sydney. It is the big employer. It is the big manufacturing belt. It's the area of Sydney, if you like, that almost dragged down the national economy over the past few years because it was not working properly, because property prices were falling. There was almost a great divide through the middle of Sydney. So the point is now that the overall economy is picking up out of the doldrums, and one of the reasons for it is actually the state of health in Western Sydney right now. Now, Sean Condon from Condon Associates has been out there working for about 20 years, Sean. You work in the areas of insolvency, putting companies back together again. You do basically some of that forensic stuff. You look at fraud.
Forensic investigation, fraud.
That's right. So turnarounds. Company turnarounds and so forth.
Exactly.
You've been out there for a long time. A lot of clients. What's the stress levels like out there when it comes to businesses, when it comes to employment, all those types of things?
Ross, it's a very interesting economy out there at the moment. It's very much two speed. The major impact to that I'm seeing is really how people prepared for the current market that we're in. Those that blindly ignored it and traditionally geared very, very highly, committed to long-term
In other words, contracts. Had a lot of debt and all that type of thing?
A lot of debt, commitments that were lasting into a long forward time, that they couldn't change and move with the market and didn't refuse to accept this might come.
Righto. So that's one thing. What are the banks' attitudes been like to businesses out in Western Sydney?
Banks, it's been very, very interesting. In a traditional downturn like this, the banks traditionally have moved very, very quickly to grab assets and to secure their position. This time through, the banks have been far more cautious and are most likely only to move if they see that their security is at risk.
Do you think that banks are prejudiced depending on where a company is located in Sydney?
I don't believe so. I've not seen any specifics. I think there have certainly been some appointments that I consider questionable. But in the main, I don't think they're prejudicing anything on area or locality or particular industry.
Do you think the banks are prejudiced when it comes to lending money for housing in this city?
It's certainly more difficult to get a loan at the moment. It's moved. People are being more cautious. I think the dumping of the no-doc style loans and the free money was necessary. But I think if you've got a good proposition, it is still possible to go out there and borrow money.
Does the recovery in the housing industry in Western Sydney and basically housing markets generally, does that lift the mood and therefore lift the expenditure out there and make it easier for retailers out in Western Sydney?
Absolutely. The construction, building and construction market and the housing market in particular, so that sector of it, if that is stable and looking positive, then it throws out an aura to the rest of the market that helps pick it up and move it forward.
If you're seeing companies in stress out there right now,
yes.
Which industries in particular do you think are most under pressure?
Most under pressure are transport, retail, and some manufacturing areas.
Why transport?
Increasing costs. There's a lot of competition and there's less goods being moved around at the moment than was the case 2 years ago.
So you're seeing generally less activity, but are you actually seeing a pickup that, shall I say, the bigger companies are seeing right now? You're seeing it in the stock market. You're seeing that consumer sentiment is actually picking up. Is that something that you're seeing taking some of those stress levels away?
Look, I did a presentation to the Western Sydney clients at the Commonwealth Bank earlier in the year and actually predicted we'd be out of this by the middle of next year. Interesting, there was a lot of retaliation from the audience who really believed that this was a five-year stint. I didn't believe it then. I don't believe it now. I still do believe, however, that you're going to see increased stress between now and the end of the year. There are still businesses out there that have not yet come to grips with the real position they're in, and that will have an impact. And we might have a little bit of a glitch, but I think overall we will be gradually moving forward in a steadily upbeat manner.
And one of the issues that's going to determine the future of the property values out there, the housing values, is the employment patterns inside the companies. Now, the companies that you're dealing with, are they actually shedding staff right now, or are they trying to negotiate to be able to try and hold on to those workers?
Yeah, in the previous busts like this, you've seen wholesale slaughter of areas of staff levels. This time around, there's been a far more proactive approach at cutting back hours, reducing the number of staff, reducing the number of casuals they may have employed. And so there's a general sharing of it, which has enabled a little bit more buoyant step through it. People have seen that it's been difficult. It is definitely tight, but it's not impossible.
Brilliant. Sean Condon from Condon Associates out in West Sydney. You know, it is the powerhouse of Sydney's economy. As I say, it's one of the powerhouses of Australia. If it's suffering, then the national economy, as we see, also does it tough. And therefore, also, the people who are living out in that part of Sydney and their property markets also do it much more, much harder as well. And the good news is that, you know, if the economy's going okay out there, then the people also, their stress levels are going to come down, as we've talked about on this program many times before. Sean Condon, thanks for joining us on Money News.
Thank you very much, Ross.
Okay, short break, and then we're back talking jobs, and that's with...